going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, it's going to sound a little weird today. There's no doubt about that. Inmates are running the asylum on Steiny and Guru. Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy with you for the next 4 hours. Steiny is on vacation, and we wish our best to Guru. Had a little bit of a family emergency last night or this morning, so thoughts and prayers out to him. And what's going on, Mark? How you feeling on this? It's pretty beautiful, I'd say.
Clear,
sunny Friday.
A little chilly out there, but it's bright, it's sunny, and it's Friday, so I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing better than the Giants, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Now,
most of us are.
When we left off, last night we were in here for a couple hours, did an NBA draft show.
Yep.
Warriors got a couple picks. We're going to talk about them. Congratulations to Alex Tui, Will Richard, 52nd and 56th overall pick for the Dubs. We did a draft show last night, and on our way out of here, you know, we're just talking about what might happen tomorrow, some of the things going down, and I thought you had a pretty provocative statement, at least in my mind, which is after the Giants lost 12-5 to the Marlins, got swept, a 3-7 start to the Rafi Devers era in San Francisco, you said, this kind of feels like the low point. And I'd like you to explain why.
Yeah, this feels like the low point of the season because of what happens when you go out and acquire a guy like Rafi Devers. Because then suddenly your expectations jump. Your hope begins to run wild a little bit. And when you had acquired Rafi Devers, you were, at that point, a game out of first place in the NL West. The day before, you had been tied for first place in the NL West. And maybe those numbers are not fabricated, but they don't feel real because of all the Dodgers injuries. But for whatever reason, you were right there in the NL West. And then you acquire Rafi Devers. And generally the thought is, well, this should make you better. And I don't want to overreact to just one poor stretch of baseball. I think the Rafi Devers acquisition indeed will make the Giants better in the long run. But since then, as you mentioned, you're 3-7. And instead of being a game out tied with the Dodgers, you're 6.5 back. You're now behind the Padres. You're officially out of a playoff spot right now. And you just got swept at home by not like one of the worst teams in baseball, but no doubt a bad baseball team, not a good baseball team. And you did it in relatively lifeless fashion at home in this series. And there was all the extra stuff of hitting a batter and calling it out ahead of time, and then there was Wilmer Flores getting upset and the benches clearing late in that game. There's just a whole lot of other stuff happening for the Giants right now other than winning baseball games. This is the low point of the season for me. There's a couple of other, like, I think, moments that you could point to, but considering that this happened at home versus the Marlins while Rafi Devers is on your team, this to me feels like the low point of the year.
Yeah, I'm not there. And this series was embarrassing, but the lowest point, like, we went through 3 weeks of not being able to watch the Giants score more than 4 runs. Yesterday, I know they didn't win the game, but they put up 12 hits. They've been able to hit the ball better. That's what everyone seems like this team needs and wants, and all of a sudden you can't throw the ball. Or you're going to throw it at opposing batters, and then you're going to watch them hit it out of the park. Like, I don't look at this as the lowest point for the Giants because you got your win 10 days ago. Like, you got your 12 days ago. You got your win when you got Rafi Devers. That's an embarrassing series. That's an embarrassing loss to an embarrassing club. They're playing better. Like, the Marlins have won 9 of 13. But the point is, if you're truly a playoff team, you should not be swept by a team like the Miami Marlins. To me, yesterday was embarrassing from everybody top to bottom, from the starting pitcher to the manager to whoever decided to hit the dude in the first inning, to your pitching staff that couldn't get anybody out, to your hitters who put up somewhat of a fight and then fell off the place, the face of the earth when the Marlins roared back. But
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Lowest point of the season, that's a little strong for me.
What is the lowest point of the season then? Was it the first two losses to San Diego?
Yes. Yes, it was. Because there was no sign of help. Like, the Giants are playing the Chicago White Sox today. They're going to then go on and play the Diamondbacks, who are going through their own issues. They got the A's. Like, you can still salvage the rest of these 13 games in which you started 0-3 against bad teams. And odds are they're going to hit better. Devers is going to do more of what he did yesterday. So I wouldn't say it's the lowest point because there's still hope on the horizon. After the two Padres losses, when you literally are looking up and down your lineup and you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 automatic outs, to me, that's more hopeless than what the Giants have right now.
Yeah, and I hear you. But, I mean, they followed those two Padres losses, and we remember those losses, right? Back-to-back losses in 10 innings, 1-0, and then 3-2. They had the lead in that 3-2 loss. They blew it in the 9th inning. They ultimately lose that game in the 10th. At that point, that was kind of quickly off the heels of a Detroit Tigers sweep of the Giants, so you had kind of had a losing streak going there. But you followed it up and won 7 consecutive games. And all of them, not all of them, the vast majority of those were one-run games, and maybe that win streak feels a little fake because of all of the wins were so narrow, although the losses were also narrow before that leading up to it. But I don't know, they followed up that low point, and I would agree to that point in the season, that was the team's low point. But you followed it up by winning 7 games in a row, and then you make the trade for Rafi Devers. So you're coming off the high of that, and this is how you play. You're 3-7 since the trade was announced. You're 3-6 in games that Devers has played, and you're 3-8 overall in your last 11. When you've had the most talent that you've had in the lineup in quite a while, I know Chapman hasn't played in any of those games, and him coming back is going to be really important, and it's why I think I still have a lot of confidence in this squad. But you can't convince me otherwise that this team is feeling real bad about themselves right now. I mean, they lost a series to Cleveland. That's a quality club. There's not real shame in doing that. You took 2 of 3 from Boston. You kind of got the bats going in that series. You scored 5 runs in a loss. You scored 3 runs. You scored 9 runs. And then you followed up with this against the Marlins. You give up 20 runs in the last 2 games of this series. And it's kind of getting to a point where it's like, well, if it's not one thing for the Giants, it's the other. You mentioned they got the bats going a little bit. They themselves scored 10 runs the last 2 games. But now the pitching is an issue. And we can have that conversation. Like, what are they going to do about Birdsong, who's now struggled for a couple of starts? I know there's a lot of people who are frustrated by Justin Verlander. Do you have a belief that Landon Roop is going to go out and pitch well today? We will see. This was by far, for me, their worst series of the season, and it doesn't even come that close.
Yes, the worst series of the season, but to me, again, with what you've acquired already, I'm not left feeling like the Giants can't bounce back and win today and beat the White Sox and perhaps go on another 7-game win streak like they did after the Padres.
It doesn't, me thinking it's the low point doesn't take away the possibility that there could be a more positive things to come. Honestly, the way that I look at it, and maybe this is just how my sports brain works, when you have that boost of acquiring somebody and you get that extra mojo in your clubhouse, and then you go through something like this, that makes it all the more disappointing to me.
I understand being disappointed, but like, why yesterday sucked is because, to me, it was the way the Giants acted and then played was an embarrassment. The way that they talked about hitting a team that you have nothing against outside of a couple pitchers not being able to control fastballs and then going out and doing it at the wrong point of the game, putting it on essentially a rookie to do it, to legislate justice, and then give up 3 runs and eventually get your ass kicked to complete a sweep against one of the worst teams in baseball, like, that's an embarrassment. Because you cannot act like the tough guy, puff your chest out, and then have the other... By the way, the Marlins didn't even hit anybody yesterday.
Nope.
Well, I apologize. They hit Hayden Birdsong pretty hard.
But they didn't hit anybody with a pitch.
All they did was swat baseballs all over Oracle Park, and it leaves me feeling like, what did I just watch the last 3 nights? And maybe that's why we're mincing words. Because to me, yesterday was the biggest embarrassment of the season, but it's not left me feeling like the Giants are all of a sudden hopeless, like they can't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And that to me is how I define a low point, is when I've lost all hope in a specific team.
Yeah, maybe we just have different definitions of low point. Low point to me, I think, kind of goes hand in hand with what you're talking about, if you want to use the phrase most embarrassing moment, most embarrassing stretch, most disappointing. It to me doesn't have anything to do with what I think the team is capable of going forward. And again, when you have those added expectations in there, which I think every one of us felt, every one of us watching this team felt that the second the Rafi Devers trade was announced, as you mentioned, 12 days ago before Sunday Night Baseball in LA versus the Dodgers, everyone finally started thinking, okay, this team has a shot. I mean, they might win the division. They might be able, and I know that you might not have felt that way, but that's where a lot of brains go, specifically Giants fans' brains go. We got a thumper. You get Chapman healthy, and this is now a lineup that can compete, and you've got one of the best, if not the best, pitching staff in baseball. Maybe you feel differently about that now, the way some of the starters have struggled a little bit of late, but that was the feeling. And when you have this kind of stretch of play immediately following that feeling and that just shot in the arm, that's why I feel like this is the low point. Now, it does not mean that this is the least confident I've ever been in the team going forward, but I think when you compare how your emotions have kind of changed over the last 2 weeks, that's what leads me to feel that way.
Yeah, and I do want to dig into yesterday and also just the last 2 weeks in general. We'll have that coming up on the other side. Also, NBA draft talk. Got to get into some of the Warriors picks from last night. And there was something else that hit me about the draft that I don't know whether it makes me feel angry or I've just been wrestling with it. Maybe some fans and some listeners can help us solve that issue. All right, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky. A lot of rebounds up for grabs. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. That segment brought to you by Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford bringing the heat this summer with employee pricing for all. You pay what Ford employees pay through July 7th. F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, Escapes, Mavericks, even the Mustang Mach-E. So get to Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or 24/7 at FrontierFord.com. Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy, in for Matt Steinmetz, Gerald the Guru Johnson. We're back after this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.